Well, just really not a whole lot that happened last night. I thought after watching the tape that, you know, our players really did a good job. Give them a lot of credit for the way they played last night, the plays that they made, the consistency that they played with. You know, obviously we've got to do a better job on the penalties, but the ball security was a big factor, and, you know, we were able to convert third downs and on both sides of the ball, and that gave us a chance to have more plays, run the ball 40 sometimes, whatever it was, and get off the field on defense. So, you know, big win for Buffalo on Sunday. Came back, you know, on the road against Detroit. Really showed, you know, some impressive mental toughness, you know, as a team. And so, you know, sure there'll be a lot of energy in the stadium this weekend. We're gonna have to do a good job getting ready for, you know, playing on the road against a, you know, team coming off a big win, new quarterback and all that. So we're gonna have to have a lot of work to do. But it's good to get the win last night, and looking forward to, you know, big division game here at Buffalo.
First question from Phil Perry. Next question, Albert Breer.
Morning, Bill. I was just wondering if you might be able to shed a little light on what went into the decision to go for it on fourth down in that first drive that you guys had, and from what you saw in the film, what allowed you to execute on that play?
Well, we felt like we didn't need much. Felt like we had a good play, and then you know, Tom saw the opening there and just took it himself. So, you know, he does a real good job with that. He hadn't stopped too many times in his career making that decision, so we had a lot of confidence in him and our offensive line. And, you know, we ended up scoring on a similar play there, the next play with Ridley. So that was, you know, we just felt good about the situation.
You mentioned Tom's done that a lot over his career and been pretty good in those situations. What makes him good, I guess, in that scenario? It's obviously not a huge game, but what does it take for a quarterback to be good at those kinds of plays?
Well, I mean, it's a just subtle play. It's, you know, finding the seam there. Sometimes the linemen charge straight ahead, sometimes they stunt, but, you know, just being able to find that soft spot somewhere there between the guard, tackle, gaps on either side, and you know, just kind of having the right timing of, you know, letting those blocks just develop enough so that there's a little bit of space there, versus, you know, trying to, you know, push it forward. But, you know, even like the play he made in the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago where he dove over the top when the, you know, linemen were in a submarine stance, going underneath the line. That, you know, again, those are the kind of decisions that you know, quarterback's got to make when he's out there and under center and the ball snapped. And Tom does a real good job of just having a feel for whether to keep it tight, whether to kind of, you know, move out away from the center a little bit, whether to go low, whether to kind of go over the line if they're submarine and that kind of thing. So it's, again, it's a subtle thing, but when you only need, you know, a few inches or half a yard or whatever it is, sometimes that's the difference between getting it and not getting it. And he's, like I said, he's done a good job on that throughout his career. He's made a lot of those. I don't know how many, but it's been a lot. He hadn't been stopped very often.
Yeah, hey Bill, I think at least all of us on the outside seemed like, and maybe it boiled over a couple times with the penalties, but it seemed to a lot of us at least like there was a lot of emotion and it almost looked like an angry team out there. Did you sense that going into the game, and did you see that during the game from your guys?
I thought the team played hard, yeah. Thought they played hard. I think we played hard a lot this year, but we were able to execute things a little bit better. As I said, get off the field on third down, convert some third downs, or fourth downs, as the case might be. So, of course, there was more motion energy as we were making plays, especially in the first, well, throughout the game, but especially in, you know, the first quarter.
Okay, there was also, and I don't know if you've got a chance to see this, but, I mean, Gronk almost, like, his voice was cracking talking about Brady, and it seemed like the guys made a point of rallying around each other. Did you see that during the week from the guys? That was that something you sensed, that either they were rallying around the quarterback, rallying around each other? And is that something that's encouraging as a coach, talking outside of the X's and O's and what's on the tape, just the fact that they kind of had each other's backs during a difficult week?
Oh, yeah, when you had the results that we had Monday night as a team, I think everybody, yeah, rallied around each other. I mean, who else is there to rally around? I mean, that's all we have. Guys that can go out there and play and make a difference. Nobody else is going to make any plays unless we go out there and make them ourselves. So, yeah, of course, they stuck together as a team and supported each other. That's what any team should do.
Bill, you mentioned a couple of times on Sunday about how proud you were of the coaches and what they did, and I was wondering if you might be able to expand on what you liked from your staff last week in terms of what they did.
Well, I just think it's tough when you, you know, play on the road Monday night, you know, get back here at, like, whatever it was, 5 in the morning. You know, you go through the tape of the game, which is obviously a painful process, and then, you know, get ready for an undefeated team, a team that, you know, given up 3 points in the first half of their first 3 games, has been pretty dominant, to, you know, turn around and get a game plan ready and, you know, address some of the problems that we had in Kansas City and all that. And, you know, I thought we played pretty good situational football last night in terms of, you know, all the different situations that came up in the game. So, you know, it's not just the, you know, drawing up plays on first and 10. It's, you know, handling the preparation for all the situations that, with only 3 games, you know, a lot of that's, you know, going back and digging through, you know, key games and situations from last year to, you know, look at tendencies or look at what you want to run. Again, I just think as a staff, they did a good job of doing those things on a short week against a good football team that's well coached, that gives you a lot of problems on every down and every situation. I just thought they worked hard and they did a good job. As did the players. I mean, the players are in the same boat, you know, coming back off a long trip and, you know, getting ready to, you know, turn it around quickly without a lot of rest and so forth. I think everybody showed a good level of toughness and determination and focus this week.
It's open. I was wondering the interior line combination. We saw that last night. There were obviously some extenuating circumstances, and to bring in those 3 together, I mean, Ryan missed a couple games, and Brian was playing catch-up there for the first month, and now that you got them together, what did you like from them, and is got to believe there's some advantages to having a veteran on each side of a rookie center in that spot?
Well, I think the biggest advantage is performing well and playing well, so... you know, I think there's still, you know, things we can work on and do better, but we certainly, as a total offense, all the positions, the line, the tight ends, the fullback, the running backs, you know, Tom got us into some good plays or got us out of some bad ones a couple times, however you want to look at it. I mean, all those combination of things working together, everybody doing their job and operating as a team, functioning efficiently as a team with good execution is really what we need to do. Coach better and play better and, you know, just do a better job than what we had done, you know, at some earlier points in the first 4 games. So, but, yeah, I thought, you know, Ryan and Dan, Brian did a good job in the inside part of the line against, again, good players, you know, Pico and Atkins and, you know, Still and those guys in there. I mean, they're a pretty formidable, talented group. So, thought they competed hard, and yeah. But I mean, it really was a team effort. I don't think you can single out. I mean, you can single out everybody, but it's you know, everybody doing their job, not just one guy.
Bill, I'm wondering what made putting Durrell on A.J. Green and matching him up that way, what made that the best defensive decision for the team last night? I know, obviously, that has effects on other guys in the defense when you do something like that, but why was that helpful last night for you guys?
Well, this, you know, Cincinnati is a tough team to match up against, and then we talked about it, you know, at the beginning of the week on how to, you know, how to best do it, especially with their no huddle and their, you know, ability to create big plays with, you know, all those receivers. Obviously, you know, Gresham and Bernard and Sanu and, you know, right on down the line. So, I mean, again, just in the end, we felt like the game plan of, you know, the matchup with, I mean, it was all matched up. So just the combination of, you know, who putting the guys on the matchups that we felt we would be best, most competitive on, it was, that's really what it came down to. It was a, you know, multiple decision to, you know, have Revis on Green and Zo on Sanu and Jamie on Gresham, you know, big part of the game. So, you know, and really Mayo on Bernard, I mean, for the most part. So those are, you know, those are the kind of matchups that just, again, the entire team had to face. It wasn't just one guy. So really kind of how it came down.
Bill, we heard you on the radio before the game last night describe why tight end is a pretty difficult position to pick up if you're trying to learn a new offense. I'm wondering just how so far you guys have had Tim Wright now for a little over a month, I think, and just wondering how you've seen him handle that spot since he's been in New England.
Well, I mean, Tim's a real smart guy. You know, he's got a lot of experience in the passing game as a former receiver and experience from last year, you know, as a tight end in Tampa's system, which also, even though it's different, it's similar in that the tight end is still the formation guy that has to, you know, create the different formations and motions and combinations with the receivers and so forth in the line and the running game and the passing game. So it's still the same. Even though it's different, it's still really, to me, it's the same issues, at least with their offense. So, but he's smart. He works hard. I mean, he's, you know, one of the first guys in here every day and, you know, stays late and spends extra time with Coach Dable. And, you know, he's done a good job of it. You know, still a lot of things to work on and a ways to go. But as far as, you know, his effort and work ethic and attention to detail and so forth, it's very good. And but there's still a lot of things that, you know, that are timing and adjustments and anticipation and so forth can always be better. And I'm sure we'll get better. But he's, you know, done as much as he can do in terms of learning the offense and trying to work extra to get things right. I think all three of those guys, you know, have. I mean, obviously Rob, even though he practiced all training camp, you know, didn't get the in-game reps, and, you know, those have been valuable for him, you know, over the first third of the season. And same thing with Hooman. You know, he really missed all preseason too. And even though he's been in our system and so forth, still the time and the execution and all that is, you know, something that he missed a lot of in camp practices and in camp games. He actually did less than Rob did. So, and then, of course, Tim wasn't here at all. So, you know, I think all those guys have continued to work hard and improve and really do what they can do, which has been limited really with all three of them for one reason or another. Not that it was any of their fault. It's just, that's, you know, that's the way it fell. And, you know, we haven't really had those guys on the field as much as we would like, or they're coming back onto the field, you know, trying to work themselves back, as well as trying to, you know, work with each other and, you know, get more familiarity with each other in, you know, game situations and game adjustments. And so, you know, I think that progressively has helped us week by week, even though it obviously didn't show up in the fourth game. But, I mean, it's there's still things that were better in the fourth game than they were in the first and the second game. Well, it's probably true on the offensive line as well. You know, the accumulation of reps and time and meetings and practice and games and, you know, the, it's getting, you know, getting better. Again, even though it didn't always show up in the Kansas City game, there were still some, you know, signs of doing things better. Showed up more last night, so we just got to keep working on it.
All right, thanks, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bill.